Tell you what, we need your help in making sure we have that inclusive brand of leadership. Let me tell you what this election is about. Governor Perry likes to divide the state into red state and blue states. You know, blue, red and blue. One group versus another. Let me tell you what leadership is. Leadership is bringing people together on common ground so our state can move forward. That's what we're going to do in this election. Now, let me tell you this. The career politicians who fear going to work in the private sector, even though they celebrate the private sector, are going to cling to power with whatever tricks they may have up their sleeves. But we've seen them before. And is it okay if I gave you a preview of them right now? Is that okay?
Yeah.
This is what you can expect. Rick Perry and his consultants and his insiders will take credit for all the good times in Texas. They say that they'll create jobs. They've created jobs that, in fact, have been created by a lot of businesses in the state. They don't mind taking credit for somebody else's work. But they won't take responsibility for the fact that today there's almost 1 million Texans who are unemployed, and that's an all-time record number in our state. We need to do something about that. We need a governor who'll take responsibility for the unemployment in this state. Oh, they'll, you know what they'll do. They'll point fingers at Washington and talk about the alarming growth of government in Washington, so you won't notice the alarming growth in government in Austin. They'll talk about the massive amounts of debt in Washington, which none of us agree with, in order to hide the fact that debt has almost doubled in Austin under Governor Perry. They'll think that you will not notice this. Perry and his consultants and insiders will blame others for failed immigration policies, while not taking any responsibility for those who've committed serious crimes who travel across the state. They're not just parachuted into the cities. They'll take no responsibility for that. Governor Perry and his consultants will complain of the strings attached to federal funds, and believe me, I hate those strings, and most Texans do as well. But they'll try to emphasize that rather than telling you about the fact that year after year, every school district, every county, every city in this state has had more and more unfunded mandates and requirements piled on them in Austin. That's not right. That's not fair. We need to return local government to local citizens. And for those who've used these tactics successfully before, and we'll try them again, then we have a message tonight. And you can see it. It's not my opinion. You can read it on the ballot box and the total number of votes cast in the state of Texas in this gubernatorial primary, in the Democrat and Republican primary alike. People have spoke overwhelmingly about their desire to move Texas forward. We know now your tactics of divide and conquer. We understand about the tactic of distracting from the truth. We understand that no Texan is entitled to claim monopoly on Texas values. It's time we move this state forward, don't you think? Yeah. 174 years ago, a lot of strong people declared independence. On this day, Texas independence, those were tough times. Indoor plumbing was not very well known. Tough men and women who settled along this frontier. Now we're stronger, as I say, because of the doors of opportunity that have been opened since that time we declared independence. But Texans from those earliest days, including my ancestors, had something in common. They all dreamed of each generation having more opportunities than the last. They both sacrificed for that goal. As governor, I want to work hard to make sure that every Texan, every young Texan, has more opportunities than people my age, and that we leave this state better than we found it. Shouldn't that be the goal of all Texans? And on this night, Texas Independence Day, let's renew our vow to yet another Texas value. It's an old value that is that is worn, but it is true today as it was at the early days of the Republic. Our elected officials should be humble public servants who use the power of the state to serve the people and not simply to perpetuate themselves in office. I'm sorry I had to read. The hands were full. I didn't have notes tonight. Thank you all for being here. We're going to have fun. Texans are going to come together. Thank you to the other candidates. God bless Texas and the people of the United States. Thank you very much.